Welcome to the Muskie 360 Northwoods Fishing Report. I'm your host, Jay Essie, from the Muskie Shop and the Muskie 360 Podcast, covering the week up to Thursday, August 13th, here in north central Wisconsin, specifically the area in and around Oneida and Vilas County. This week, we've got two legends of the sport, two superstars of fishing.
Here we go.
We got Al Frost, guide extraordinaire, and Jim Stewart, owner of the Muskie Shop.
And yes. Al Frost would be the legend.
Yep, he is. Guys, what have you been hearing? How has fishing been in the Northwoods this past week?
Oh, walleye bass fishing has been tremendous. It's all in the sandgrass. The deep sandgrass, 20-foot plus, dangle it above the sandgrass, you'll get bit. It could be just about anything. Catching walleyes, bass, bluegills, perch, you name it. It's all in the grass.
Yeah.
That's where you need to be.
Yep, a lot of the lakes, the makeup of the lakes around this area, we've got in the deep, clear lakes especially, have abundant sand grass. And that's a, Frosty, you're an expert at targeting that. What are you using for bait? And what's the average trip? You do a lot of multi-species and musky fishing, but it's a mixture.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of walleyes. And we're getting them on minnows. And if you have a people who just can't cast and just, sandgrass is hard to fish because it's so clingy. You can't rip it free like you can in cabbage. So if you put down like a Wolf River rig with a long lead and a spinner and a half a crawler or a leech or what have you, that'll work too. Anything you can suspend above the sandgrass, if you find them, you can stop and park on them with a slip bobber. But while you're looking for them, you got to keep moving and find a band of sandgrass.
Yeah, I get it.
Out of it. You'll find something.
Yeah, that's a good tip. For that, exactly.
Would drop shotting work on something like that?
I've been doing a lot of drop shotting. Yeah. Fish with me.
Yeah.
Drop shots working.
Yeah.
With a minnow.
Yep. Like an extra large fathead.
The other thing here, we've been using a lot of those gulp 4-inch flat nose minnows.
Sure. Yeah.
Or is that power bait? I think it's power bait.
Yep.
One of them things.
Yep.
Anything that smells good works.
Yes.
They're biting. They're going in.
Yeah,
and they're tough. They're reusable.
Yeah, keep moving till you find them. And if you can put it in front of them, they will eat it.
The Burt Gulp stuff is real easy to keep alive and lively too. It's always a benefit.
It keeps wiggling. Yeah.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Yep. We what are you getting for water temps? Reports are great. The water temps of.
I was on a smaller, darker lake yesterday afternoon, and it was 80. But you go on the bigger, deeper, clearer lakes, and it's more like 75, 76.
Yeah. Some of the small lakes. Yeah. And yesterday was a hot day with sun. Yeah. So it peaked out late afternoon, but we had some cool nights. So it's keeping things reasonable. There's really nothing. Haven't heard anybody getting all nervous about 80 degree water in the last 2 weeks. Everything's safe and sound. So I did talk to Fred. Another Muskie Shop guide this morning called, and he has doubles pretty much every day this week, but he had a muskie trip yesterday, Tuesday, and that's the Tuesday, the 11th of August it was. So he, and like Matt really was saying last week, he's seeing a little bit better shallow action. He had five fish going, one got off with all shallow presentations, bucktails and Livingston Mustangs. He loves using those swim baits. He loves putting his clients on that bait because it's like an unbucktail, it's an aggressive swim bait. Throw it out, bring it back.
You don't have to be a wizard with the wand. You can just throw it out there and bring it back and something good might happen for you.
Yeah, so that was good to hear. Matt, I guess I was starting to say Matt really was kind of leaning on that last week with that he's starting to see shallower transitions, I guess the best way to put it. Again, we've got a lot of different lakes around here. Frosty, you're on deep, clear lakes quite often, and there's a heck of a lot of shallower weed-based lakes. But just to see a slide and past that hot water period where I think most fish, when they were approachable, were deep and a little bit tougher to, get in a proximity with your casting. Jim, you heard anything really cool this week?
Yeah. I guess what I've been hearing is about anything in the tackle box is going to work. It's that kind of time of year where you're getting into the middle part of August where The water's starting to cool down a little bit, but it hasn't cooled enough to move everything shallow. So there, it's that time of year where surface baits and bucktails and gliders and cranks and soft plastics, pretty much anything is going to work. You know, keep it, you know, just kind of find them when you get out there. You know, start shallow and you're not seeing them in the weeds, maybe slide out to the edge. And if nothing out there, like Frosty said, get out in the sand grass, because if there's all the other fish are out there, there's going to be some muskies. If there's muskies in the lake you're fishing, there's going to be some muskies around there too. So be flexible and just kind of feel your way along. But as far as bait selection, about anything is going to work right now, in my opinion.
We say anything with pace, anything that's moving. They want it moving at a pretty decent clip right now. The slower stuff just isn't getting it. You got to get it moving.
Yep.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yep. Fred said the same thing from yesterday. Need a little bit pace on it, you know, the super slow erratic stuff. Well, I mean, weather's looking pretty good. We don't have any extreme weather all week in the forecast, and we really haven't in the last week, too. So
we could use some rain. That's
The one thing in the Northwoods. Tom and I went out and filmed a little bit on Catherine yesterday and did some lure demo stuff. And my gosh, you should see the water level at the ramp. I'm sure you noticed that, Frosty. You know, it's down. That lake probably dropped 2 inches of lake level in the last week or so. We're in extreme drought. Or no, what do they classify it? Severe drought. But it's not as bad as the word sounds. It's only down a couple inches for
yearly rainfall. You're only down a couple inches for
But it is noticeably starting to affect my point at being, you know, some of the lake levels. But other than that, if you're going out to something like the Rainbow Flowage, that would be something to take into consideration.
It's on the river, either above or below the flowage. The current is slacked off considerably because they're just not letting enough water through.
It's 5.5 feet down. So if you go out there, you know, be really cautious. So they're letting water out of the flowages, and levels have dropped a little bit more than they normally are late summer. So besides that, I'll give a little weather report here, and thanks, guys. I know you want to get on the water away.
People, so I'll see you later.
Yeah,
y'all have some good luck.
Good luck, Frosty. Yep, have a great one.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, thank you. Have a good one, everybody.
Okay, let's take a brief look at the moon and the weather for the next week up here in Vilas and Oneida County in Wisconsin. We are looking at today, Thursday, high of 78, Friday, 81, Saturday. Supposed to be some serious low pressure moving in with humidity, high of 77. Looks like it may rain that day. Sunday, high of 74, Monday, 78, and Tuesday, 77. So pretty much normal highs for the most part. We are also in the new moon pattern. Wednesday, Thursday will be the new moon impact. And I know tomorrow, major times, 12:53 p.m. to 2:53 p.m. is going to be ideal. That's it for this week. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week, more than likely, with another fishing report. Thanks.